KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. A group of Alaskan Natives recently met with legislators to express concern over state resource development bills moving through the House and Senate. The Arctic Sounder reports that four Inupiat tribal leaders, including Earl Kingick of Point Hope, addressed House Bill 77 and Senate Bill 27, which give more power to the Department of Natural Resources to lease state lands and provide wetland permits while removing the requirement for the public to comment. House Bill 78, which requires Alaskans to post bonds prior to challenging permitting decisions by the state, was also discussed, as well as oil and gas pipeline construction through the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska that would affect caribou herding and subsistence activities. Governor Sean Parnell has appointed Timothy Dooley to the Nome Superior Court. Dooley, who has been practicing law for 22 years, was one of two Superior Court judge nominees chosen by the Alaska Judicial Council. Nome's John Earthman was the second nominee to fill retiring Judge Ben Esch's seat. Earthman has been the prosecutor for Nome's Alaska Department of Law since 1999. Parnell says the attorneys who sign up to become judges go through a grueling process with the Judicial Council before the names are forwarded to him. He says so far in his tenure as governor, every person forwarded has been qualified for the position. Parnell says he's often in a tough position and he takes his job very seriously.
Judge selection is one of the most important jobs as a governor does. And as I said, these selections have the most long-lasting experience or long-lasting impact on Alaskans. So I do take the time to make sure that we do the best job we can in interviewing and vetting the candidates.
Parnell says that Dooley is a down-to-earth man with extensive law experience, being able to serve in a variety of cases. Parnell says he appreciates that Dooley owns his own law practice and has worked as a commercial fisherman, set chokers in logging camps, fought forest fires, labored in mines, and worked on the oil pipeline.
In this case, as I listened to Mr. Dooley in the interview and we asked questions of him, I really just felt he would be a great match for the community, and the community would be well served by having both Mr. Earthman and Mr. Dooley there.
An official date is still pending for Dooley to be sworn in by the Alaska court system. A small airplane servicing the Iditarod Trail sled dog race flipped while taking off, but both people on board walked away unharmed. Alaska state troopers say the Iditarod Air Force plane was piloted by 57-year-old Diana Maroney of Chugiak. Troopers from Aniak late Tuesday afternoon spotted an overturned Cessna 185 at the town site of Iditarod. Troopers say the plane had dropped off supplies, and when taking off again, lost altitude, struck the Iditarod River, and flipped. Both the pilot and passenger were located in nearby McGrath. Troopers say the plane was seriously damaged. A state elections official is calling on Senator Mark Begich to correct statements he made about access to voting in Alaska. Begich, in a speech to state lawmakers on Monday, said he was concerned about recent trends in Alaska, making voting more difficult, particularly for Alaska Native and other minority groups. He said the Parnell administration has fought against native language ballots and is seeking exemption from federal review of state election law. The director of the Division of Elections says she strongly disputes that the state has imposed any obstacles to voting. In a letter to Begich dated Wednesday, Gail Fanumiai said the state has a robust language assistance program mandated by a section of the Voting Rights Act that the state is not challenging. APRN's Peter Granitz reports Senator Mark Begich is introducing a bill aiming to clarify who would be unable to own a gun because of mental illness. The bill would define who would be barred, including people who have been found not guilty by reason of insanity, people who have been involuntarily committed to psychiatric hospitals, and people who have been deemed incompetent to stand trial in a criminal case. Senator Begich says he does not know how many people fit that qualification in Alaska, but he estimates the number to be in the thousands.
Dangerous people can fall through the cracks, in part because the background check system lacks a clear definition of mentally incompetent.
The bill appears non-controversial. It does not address requirements for universal background checks. That's something that Senator Begich says gives him heartburn. He He says it's unrealistic to require background checks in remote communities. Begich says they're trying to move legislation lawmakers can agree on.
We're finding a piece of the puzzle that you can get a fairly strong bipartisan support on. You know, we don't want to get caught up in all the other issues, but let's try to move forward and make some difference.
Those other issues, like the assault weapons ban, will get their time in the spotlight today when the Senate Judiciary Committee is set to mark them up. Alaska residents could get lifetime hunting and fishing licenses under a bill proposed in the State House. Representative Les Gara says his bill, HB 157, should save on paperwork and make the process more convenient. The bill leaves determination of license costs to the Department of Fish and Game. Gara envisions Alaskans paying the same as they would now. That is, if a person gets a lifetime license when he is 30, he would pay the equivalent of 30 years of licenses, as at age 60, there currently is no cost. If someone buys a lifetime license, he or she must remain a resident to use it. A project to archive records related to the Exxon Valdez oil spill is continuing, despite concerns raised by a federal judge. U.S. District Judge H. Russell Holland, in a written notice last month, said he had become aware of the project and expressed concern it could inadvertently affect an ongoing dispute in the case. The Attorney General's office sought to assure Holland that no records have been destroyed as part of the project, and none will be until the judge gives his okay. The project, which started in 2011, allows archivists to determine which records have permanent value and should be saved for research and review, and which ones no longer need to be kept. The project is set for completion in September. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is down $7.60 an ounce to $1,577.90. Silver is down 24 cents an ounce to $28.90. Zinc is at 89 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 has been canceled. It is unofficially 28 degrees at the KNOM studios, 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.